Well, thank you, everyone, for being here for worship today. Thank you for everyone who's helped to lead this morning. It's always a great thing to be together, even over Zoom. So I really appreciate that this morning. What I would like to do is share a few thoughts from the gospel reading today, and particularly that last verse. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. And of course, we heard Peter read that just a few minutes ago. As I was thinking about this, one memory that came to my mind, and some of you will remember this, a couple years back, I had a non-cardiac heart episode. Some of you may recall that. It was written down as non-cardiac heart pain, chest pain, whatever it was. And, all the tests turned out absolutely clear. In fact, the cardiologist who did the catheterization said, your veins are beautiful. Your arteries, they're just beautiful. And I said, okay, great, good to know. And it just turned out there was no heart disease at all. But what it was a chronic dehydration. And so I drink a lot more water these days. Here's my big bottle right now. And also, I find I really can't drink decaffeinated beverages at all, of any kind. And a whole lot of decaffeinated beverages also, because it begins to bring the same symptoms, the tightness of chest and so forth, that comes with that chronic dehydration. Of course, the caffeine will dehydrate you. There is one decaffeinated tea I can drink. I found it at Stir Crazy, that wonderful place in the north side. It's called Richmond Blend Decaf. Perfect, absolutely perfect. But that's the only one I found, so that's fine. I know I buy it by the pound now to make it home. And I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking there is a parallel to that condition and what Jesus is describing in this parallel, in this parable. And it's this. We often think of this parable as the parable of the seeds and the sower. But I think it's really the parable of the soils. And some of you may have heard that and studied that in one place or another, that it's the condition of the soil that Jesus is talking about the most here. And so the condition of my system can only take certain things, like one kind of decaf and the rest water and so forth. And some of you have similar situations with what you can take in or not take in. And that's the way it is here with the soil. The soil needs to be in a certain condition to receive the seed. Our hearts and souls need to be in a certain condition to receive the word and then have it bear fruit. And that's why I say Jesus is talking about the condition of the soils. And it really has a lot more to do with our hearts than anything else. It's one of the things that happens with the Bible. Usually has a lot more to do with our hearts and souls than anything else. So let's take a closer look at this. We see the familiar sections, the sower sows seed on the different kinds of soil. And it was the method in those days of Jesus for some farmers. They just had the seed in a pouch or something with them. And they'd just walk along and just really throw the seed down hard like that onto the ground. And it would land some on the path that the farmer was on, some on the rocky soil nearby or amongst the thorns, and some in good soil. It's just the kind of the method that they used. Not the master gardener method of today, as many of you know. But that's what they used. And of course, the better soil got the better crop. And so we can look at this and interpret it in certain ways for our own lives and then apply it in a certain way. Jesus describes the different kinds of soils and how that correlates to different kinds of hearts. And so what we immediately get the idea is that the seed of the word is sown into our hearts and our souls. And the hard soil is a hardened soul that does not understand the word and is hampered by other spirits. You notice he said in his own interpretation, Jesus said that the hard soil is, the seed goes on hard soil and the evil one snatches it away. See, I mean, there's other spirits around and you can get into trouble with that. And this is one piece of that trouble. The word is snatched away. And then there's rocky soil, and that's the one who hears the word, receives it with joy, but there's no root that it can go into the soil. And hard times take that seed away. And you may have experienced that in different ways and know others who have, of course. And then there's thorny soil. And the seed would hit the soil, but there's thorns and all kinds of weeds and all kinds of things in there. And so they receive the word with joy. You know, you're thinking, finally, a good seed. And then the cares of the world choke it out. That's the thorns. You may have experienced that too. I know I have from time to time. And then there's good soil. And good soil is described by Jesus this way. It is one who hears the word and understands it, bringing a harvest of 30, 60, and even 100-fold. Now that's the point, is the condition of the soil. The better the soil, the better the harvest. The better the condition of the heart and soul, the better the harvest in following Jesus in our own lives. The actual ground soil could be improved, you know, as many of us do today. If you have a garden out back, and I know some of you do, you probably spend time improving the soil, preparing it, fertilizing it, aerating it, watering it, all kinds of things, so that the soil is ready for the seed. And there's different kinds of preparation for different kinds of seeds. So we make sure that that's the case. The same is true for our own hearts. Asking God to improve the condition and receptivity of our hearts is a vital thing to do. That's the key. Asking God to improve the condition and receptivity of our hearts. Because, as you will remember, anything God wants us to do, God has to do in us. We don't do it on ourselves and then get to where God wants us to be. So, someone who dives into the Bible and studies it without the ability to understand it that comes from God may have a heart condition which is like some of these other soils that may not receive the word. I mean, it's always a good thing to read the Bible, but part of the preparation is to ask God to enable me to understand and receive this word, to hear it and receive it, to understand what it's about. So the question in short is this: is your heart hard, rocky, thorny, or good? And you just might not be able to tell. And I want to suggest that you don't have to be able to tell. What is the most helpful thing to do is to keep asking the Lord for the ability to hear the word and understand it. Ask God to keep giving you that capacity for the word that's given to you. Because you could read large portions of the Bible and hear sermon after sermon, and it would be good, but there's maybe one word that day or that week or even that month that is the seed God wants to plant in your heart. So, you know, when you're dealing with the word, when you're reading the word on your own, I think an essential thing to do is to say to the Lord, God, I want to hear and receive and understand this word that I'm reading right now. When you know that there's going to be some teaching or a sermon, like before you come on Sundays, and at other times you might pray the same thing. So, Lord, I know we're going to encounter your word in the singing, in the prayers, in the liturgy, and in the sermon. I want to hear it and understand it. And then when you're praying by yourself or with others, you could prepare to have that prayer time by saying, Lord, I want to be able to pray as your word says. So what the word says about prayer and what you say about prayer, if you would make my heart able to hear it, receive it, and understand it, that'd be great. And an example is the Lord's Prayer. That's right out of the scriptures, right from the quotes of Jesus. And you could say, like before you come on Sunday, say, Lord, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer today. And I want what you have in there I want to be able to hear it, receive it, and understand it, so that my heart will be more of a praying heart. And what you desire in my prayer life, I would be able to receive and move in. You just keep asking for that, and it keeps coming. God keeps doing that work. You might ask God to bear fruit in and through your life in different areas. See, that's what it is to live a Christian life, to follow Jesus, is to bear fruit. And fruit is born in and through your own life. Prayers are answered. People are encouraged. People come to faith. Others grow in Jesus. You and I grow in Jesus, and much more as we receive that word and understand it. And one of the things that's true about God and God's word, since it is eternal and even infinite, is that there are different seeds in the word. You know, a master gardener, as we mentioned, will prepare the soil differently for different seeds. You might be very able, for example, to hear and understand the word about prayer and have some wonderful times of prayer in your life, but you have not been able to hear and understand about forgiveness. So, you know, somebody comes to mind that you need to forgive. What you might pray is this: Lord, would you work in my heart so that I can hear and receive and understand your word about forgiveness? And sometime along the way, you'll start bearing fruit in the area of forgiveness. You also might be very able to bear fruit in the area of worship, for example. Somebody just came in. You might be able to bear fruit in the area of worship, for example, but not in encouraging others. And so what you want to do is ask God to give you the word that's for you about encouragement, and that you'd be able to hear it, receive it, and understand it. And then capacity will increase. And that'll apply to any area. Starting new things, starting new ministries, seeking social justice, gathering people together, building others up, understanding the Bible, by approaching it so that you're asking God to make the soil of your heart able to bear 30, 60, and even 100-fold is the key. And it all is all around that word understanding. Asking God for that understanding. And that will come to you in various ways, in different ways. It may not be in a sermon, it may not be in a book, but it'll come somehow to you because you ask for it and God will give it to you. You improve the condition of your heart by always asking for that. So, my question for you right now, and perhaps God is bringing to light right now, is this. Can you ask for the word and the capacity to understand it that God is putting on your heart right now? Whatever it may be, it may be different for each and every one of us. And can you ask God to keep bringing your heart into good condition so that you can hear and receive and understand the word that he wishes to plant within you? consider that. Take that to heart. See what happens. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you desire the condition of our heart to be good all the time. And we ask that for every word you desire for us to receive, we would be able to hear it and receive it and understand it as you desire for us to do, all for the glory of your name. Amen.